There was a death in the family of cars on Thursday. The last Oldsmobile rolled off the assembly line in Lansing, Michigan. The 500th Alero in the Special Final Edition series was signed by all the workers in the plant and will go into the R.E. Olds Transportation Museum in Lansing. Oldsmobile, from the luxurious full-size 98 down to the F-85, the oldest car company left in America, was the next step up in the GM line from Chevrolet to Cadillac. But you know what? It was more than that. Oldsmobile tied itself to the space age in the 50s and the 60s more than any other car brand. It said it right there on the air cleaner, rocket power. The Olds had space age names on the sides of their cars as well. The Starfire, the Delta, named after the booster rocket, the Dynamic, the F-85. It sounded like our secret spy plane program. America's first front-wheel drive car, the Toronado, and of course, the epitome of speed in the 50s.
You women have heard of your lobster, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88.
You know, back when new cars were delivered to showrooms in covers, and the unveiling of the new models in September was a family affair, I remember straining my neck to see the new models of the Oldsmobile at the Paragon Oldsmobile showroom right down a block from where I went to school, PS-152. It always seemed to me that the Oldsmobile had a bit more chrome, fins that were higher than anything except the Cadillac. The Olds was built for speed in a time when speed was king.
Mr. Smith had an Oldsmobile.
I learned how to parallel park when I was 14 on Bill Scannardi's 6598. Part of one of my summer jobs, park Bill's car. He always had that radio tuned to Sinatra. You know, the problem was that Olds lived up to its name. It got old. Sure, there was that ad campaign, not your father's Oldsmobile, but the imports and people wanting to drive SUVs instead of cars doomed the 107-year-old company. And even though they had produced some fine cars in the past few years, the Aurora was one of the best full-size American sedans available today. Just wasn't enough. So take care, 442, and see you in the scrapyard, Delta 88. Say hello to Plymouth, Rambler, Studebaker, and DeSoto, and thanks for the great ride.
I got a 6598, and she's sure fine. She's my ride in the summertime, and Oldsmobile coupe with a 425. A hydromatic super rocket, ooh, she can fly. She can
That's Drive Time. I'm New York Vinny, News Radio 710 Cairo.
I love the way that I feel in that automobile.